No Ian Smith, unfortunately, but we do have Daniel McCarty, who's been holding himself at the crease there behind the wickets with the gloves very well, my friend, I must say. We haven't had a stumping in a while. I will give you that.
It's bound to be today. It's bound to be today, I must admit.
You do know if there's a stumping, that means you win.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay. So Smithy hasn't won for a while.
No.
That makes me feel a whole lot better. That makes me feel a whole lot better. This is a wildly popular segment. I didn't even ask people to call in. The phone lines have gone absolutely mental. I don't know if they see this as a two-foot gimme putt, normally playing Smithy. I don't know, Smithy.
I mean, at the moment, and under the current run of form, perhaps. But hey, first up at the crease, we do have Mark from Christchurch. Come in, Mark.
G'day, boys.
Mark, how are you feeling?
Good. Yeah, not bad.
Not bad. You're just used to winning things down there. You're used to winning things down there, right, Mark? So today is your day. Seize the opportunity. Carpe diem, all that. Good luck.
Can't win a decent All Black coach yet, though.
No. But hey, you might start.
I'm sure he'll make a very good assistant to Joe Schmidt.
Yeah.
Oof. I don't think that's what the people of Christchurch want to hear today, McCarty. But, Mark, what you are playing for is a $50 TAB bonus bet. The topics today for you to choose from are cricket, boxing, and golf.
Go boxing.
All right.
Or the pugilist specialist.
I have to say, Brian's not on today. You're normally manning the phones. He came up with these boxing questions. Good luck to you, because I wouldn't get them. He is a tough customer, is that Brian? All right, first question. The great Muhammad Ali ended his pro career with 56 wins and 5 losses. His final pro bout was in 1981, which he lost. Who was the man who beat the GOAT?
Lennox Lewis.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Over to you, McCarty.
Unfortunately, I know this. It's Trevor Burbick, isn't it?
That's one of the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Yep, correct. Just
one of the saddest things you'll ever see is that fight.
Just putting a mark out of his misery there. Yes, you are correct. Back in December 11th, 1981, Trevor Burbick won that one from the Bahamas. Okay, next in line. Oh, you're in for a treat here, McCarty. Ed.
Sorry, Mark. He just hung up the phone. That's right.
Ed, luck to you, mate. Ed from Tolliga Bay, come in.
Hey, good morning, brother.
How you doing, bro?
Oh, my man, full of energy. I love a type of man like that. How are you, mate? How was your weekend?
I was working, but it was all good.
Well, maybe you can start the start your week off in a winning way. We'll see how we go. Second question here for you guys. Iron Mike Tyson made his pro debut in 1985 at 18 years old. Hung up the gloves in 2005 at 38. Tyson had 50 wins in his pro career. How many losses did he have?
Oh, boy. I don't know, but I'm just going to say 4.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
McCarty.
It's more than 4. 7.
One of the worst 7. Things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Minus 1 from that, it's 6. 5 by knockout. 1 by, you know why. Disqualification there.
Well, there was Buster Evander Holyfield twice. There was Lennox Lewis. And then after that, it gets a bit sort of
hazy.
My mind gets a bit foggy, because who on earth was he fighting at the end? Ed, yeah. He was fighting you, wasn't he? You beat him. You beat Tyson, didn't you, Ed?
Oh, boy. I wish.
Attaboy, Ed. All right. Last question. You're still alive, mate. That $50 TAB bonus bet up for grabs. The last undisputed heavyweight champion, Lennox Lewis, fought 44 times, losing 2 and drawing 1 in his career. Who did he fight in his final pro bout?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, I don't know that one either, so I'm just going to say it was the tour man.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Oh, I do love David Tour. Not the correct answer, though. Over to you, McCarty.
Like, I know he fought Tyson very late in his career. Was that his last fight when he beat Tyson? Well, I'll lock in Tyson.
One of the worst things I've ever seen done on a cricket field.
Klitschko.
Yes, it was Klitschko.
Damn it! Sorry. Wait, I kick things now.
Oh, bro, you gave that to me, bro.
Well, that's been the way.
The question is, which Klitschko? I'm not sure.
Oh,
but there's two of them. So it's pretty good.
Vitaly back in June 2003. So, Ed, you do win the $50 TAB bonus bet.
By default, bro.
Yeah, but hey,
that was tough. It was tough.
I told you. Brian doesn't make it easy. Yeah. Hold the line, Ed, mate, and we'll get your details and get that out to you ASAP.
No,
and
like
in my rage. In my rage, Ed, I've kicked out and kicked a chair. I think I've broken my foot.
Really? Bro, I was just washing the car. I've been washing the car talking to you.
Good morning, mate. You're very, very welcome, Ed. It was my privilege to make myself look like a fool on national radio and have you come out victorious. That seems like a fair game to me. Have a great day.
You too.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Oh, bro, that was nasty. It was like facing the Windies in the 80s. It was some whizzing past my nose.
Yeah.
My ear behind my head. Yeah.
I told you, there's no way I was going to get those questions, so you did well to at least get one.
Well, I got one. Trevor Berbick. Oh, God, the end of Ali's career always makes me get almost emotional in a lot of ways. What do we do now? I think we throw to an ad break. It's 20 minutes away from 12 o'clock. Stay with us. This is SENZ. Congratulations, Ed. It's a victory. It doesn't matter how you get them, as long as you win. I tell you what, I'd take a win like that for the All Blacks next weekend, where the South Africans, you know, fall over one by one. Happily take that.